Hare Krishna. Act proactively, not reactively. Acting proactively refers to acting in accordance with our principles and purposes and responding appropriately to external stimuli in such a way that we stay honest, true to our principles and purposes. Whereas acting reactively means to be driven by external situations, others' perceptions and opinions, social trends and fashions, and letting ourselves be determined by those things alone. A simple metaphor to understand this difference could be boating. When a person is driving a boat, if that person has a particular purpose, okay, this is the direction in which I want to go. I am on this bank and I want to go to the other bank, or I am at this place, I want to go to that place. When one has that purpose clearly in mind, that purpose enables one to navigate the eddies, the waves, and the storms in the river or the ocean much better than what one would do otherwise. So the storms and the turbulences in the ocean will be there for the purposeless boater and the purposeful boater, as well as the purposeless boater. They themselves are not going to change. But for the person who is for the boater who is purposeless, then whatever happens, the person will be in a perpetually reactive mode, where okay, the storm is becoming too strong, the waves are coming too strong. Let me go this way. What is the problem? And one will not have a very strong impetus to resist. Whereas a person who is purposeful, okay, the storm is coming, the waves are coming this way, then let me persevere. No wave is permanent. One will intelligently know how to navigate one's way forward despite the presence of whatever waves might be there. So similarly, if we focus on transcendental reality, if we focus on the pursuit of eternal spiritual truths, then we will know that no matter what happens, we will move onwards in our spiritual life, come what may. So by understanding this purposefulness and by harmonizing ourselves with our purposefulness, we can move onwards amidst life's storms. So many times people this has happened. We're planning to do this project, but this has happened. No, everything is gone. I won't be able to do this. We start doing this and somebody criticizes us. Hey, why are you doing this? It's useless. I say, oh, maybe I cannot do this. And we leave it. So when we are too reactive in our responses, then we just keep tossing around, and we never get anywhere. So this being reactive is a characteristic of the mode of passion. The Bhagavad Gita in 14th chapter analyzes the three modes, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. And in the Rajoguna, it says that Lobha Pravrittirarambha Karmanamashim Haspruha Rajasyetani Jayante. So it says that Lobha Pravrittirarambha. Lobha is greed. Pravrittirarambha. One pravritti is the inclination to act according to one's nature, but it is not just inclination to act, it's feverishly acting. Pravrittirarambha. Arambha. One keeps endeavoring repeatedly, doing newer and newer things. Okay, try this, then try this, try that. And karmanam ashamahaspruha. Karmanam. One acts a lot and one is motivated by insatiable desire. Ashamahaspruha. All this is rajasyetani jayante. All this is the characteristic of rajoguna. So, now in today's world, we are often compelled in various ways to be reactive, because there is such aggressive propaganda through, say, through the advertisement, through the promos, about what kind of fashion we should follow, what dress we should wear, how our hairstyle should be, what is cool, what is not. In this way, we get deluded. But if we are in the mode of goodness, then we are illuminated.
Sorry.
Sarvadvareshu Dehesmin Prakashopayayat. Krishna said in 14.11 that when we are illuminated by knowledge, then we can see properly what is right and what is wrong, and then we can act accordingly. And Gita wisdom enables us to rise from passion to goodness, by which we know our principles and purposes, and we act according to our principles and purposes, and we learn to act proactively, not reactively. Thank you. Hare Krishna.